USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is in the home stretch of her Senate confirmation hearing. Senators wrapping up 2 days of questions for the federal appellate court judge. President Biden nominating the 51-year-old Jackson to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. As many as 40,000 Russian troops have been killed, injured, or captured or gone missing in the first month of the war in Ukraine. That's according to a NATO estimate, which says of that number, between 7 and 15,000 troops are dead. Russian officials have refused to disclose those numbers. At least three people are hurt after a shooting at an outdoor mall in Arizona. It happened just before 3 p.m. local time at the Tanger Outlets in the Phoenix suburb of Glendale. Police saying there is not an active shooter situation and it was an isolated incident. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.